Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Parker Hastings. This is Red Barn Radio.
It's a many, a man I've seen in my day, who've lived just to labor his whole life away. Like a fiend with his dope and a drunkard his wine, a man will have lust for the lure of the mind. And I hope when I'm gone and the ages shall roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal. Then I'll look from the door of my heavenly home and pity the miner a dig in my bones. Where it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where danger is doubled and pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. Where the rain never falls and the sun never shines, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. Just like wings, you can fly from things, run before the wind. Lord, let it blow, let it rock me slow while I sleep below, dreaming dreams that only sailors know. It will soothe your mind, smooth away your lines, just set your clock back on your own time. And if you sail with me, we will find the sea, we will find our love over again. Smooth away your lines, just set your clock back on your own time. And if you sail with me, we will find the sea. We will find our love over again.
The last tune you played, I didn't hear your introduction to it, but is that tune by John Hall?
Yes.
The guy from Orleans, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and Chet and Steve Warner played it together.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Is that where you first heard it?
I first heard Steve Warner play it when I got to see him in concert in Rentrow Valley when I was about 8 years old.
That is a beautiful song. Oh, it's one of my very favorite Orleans
mine too.
Songs. Have you ever heard the Orleans version?
I think I may have.
You must
before,
hear it because he does pretty much the same. But he was a great guitar player too, John mm-hmm. Hall. He played lead guitar with Janis Joplin. And yeah, he was like, you know, in the late 60s, early 70s, he was Mr. Guitar Man.
Yeah.
And anyways, great songwriter too. But what a great choice that was. It was just a treat for me to hear that. We were talking earlier about, you know, how young people today learning an instrument, whether it's guitar or whatever, the tuba, they'll learn from YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure guitar YouTube videos are more entertaining than tuba ones.
Well, there's tons out there. It's amazing how many videos you can find, even of the tuba, too.
There are probably some amazing guys out there doing amazing, you know, innovative things with the tuba.
Yeah.
But you have learned a lot that way?
I will say I steal a lot that way. Yes.
Well, that's okay.
Well, and I think Chet called it petty theft, so.
Is there a particular online guitar teacher that you've connected with, or are you just in
general?
Well,
not particularly. Like I said, there's tons of things out there that I kind of pick and choose from and take what I like and leave what I don't, so.
You ever done a lesson remotely?
I have done. Actually, with Pat Kirtley, who I think you said was on the show before.
Yeah, Pat's been on the show.
I've done a little work with him through FaceTime, and that's always a cool thing, too, because, you know, you didn't have that type of technology even 10 years ago.
That's right. Well, they had it 10 years ago, but it didn't work, right?
True.
Everybody was like, well, yeah, sure, you can do this, and you'd be like, what? Yeah. We cannot. And what about you? Do you have any students?
I do not. I'm still learning, so.
Well, that's okay. Teachers will always tell you they're lifelong learners.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you just feel that that's not something you want to be giving your time to? Or I'm sure there are young kids who'd love to learn from you.
Well, yeah, I haven't put too much thought into that, in teaching.
Yeah, just not yet.
Not yet, but.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with Parker Hastings on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
When I started thumb picking, to have a great teacher who's actually, he lived in Richmond, but he was from Letcher County, Kentucky, which is way, way east.
Oh, yeah, right, down by Whitesburg.
Yeah.
So tell us about your first teacher.
Well, his name was Adrian Hughes, and he was a wonderful guy. He played everything by ear. He would learn something from the records or from something that he just heard, and he could play it on the guitar. And so it was a pretty neat story that there was a guy that I met him through when I was in a music store, and I actually played for Adrian over the phone. So after I was done playing for him over the phone, he said, well, why don't you come over to my house on Monday night, and we'll play together, and we'll jam.
We'll pick some.
Yeah, so I went that Monday night, and that was probably the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because that's what got me into this style, and I learned from him. I learned so much from him. The one thing that he always told me that stuck with me is to Parker be Parker, that it's important to, you know, find my own person and be myself through music, but also through life. So
yeah, that's a great thing for a teacher to impart.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you hooked up with this teacher?
I was about 11 or 12, and I was taking lessons from him for, I'd say, a good 2 years, maybe 2.5 years. Yeah.
Did you move from him to another teacher?
No, he's the last teacher that I've had. Unfortunately, he passed away back in the fall, and that was kind of sad for me, but I want to carry on his legacy and carry on what he's showed me and taught me. So
I'm sure he would be terrifically happy knowing that you are doing this and doing it so well. there are young people listening who are like, well, yeah, sure, I'd love to play that good, but I have a life. I have other things that I like to do other than practice.
Well, I would almost think of my playing guitar as being a substitute for video games. You know, most kids play video games or do other things, play sports, but I play sports too. Guitar was just something that I always wanted to do, and I don't know, there's just something inside of me that I always wanted to play the guitar, and so there never was a time where my parents had to tell me that I needed to practice, because it was always me wanting to learn and just find new things to play. And
well, aren't they lucky parents?
Well, now they're having to tell me to put the doggone thing away and go to bed.
It was never for you an issue.
It was never a challenge for me to practice. It's challenging to practice, but it was never a challenge to get me to practice.
Okay, good. All right, so, good. Good clarification on that. Do you believe in the rudiments? You've got to. You must believe in, like, rudiments, basic fundamental skills.
Oh, yeah.
And working on those fundamental
skills.
Those
are the building blocks. I mean, yeah.
That's what you're supposed to say. Show us maybe a couple of examples of some rudiments that are maybe part of your routine practice or something that you do on a regular basis. Keep your chops
up. The style
up.
That I play, I always keep the thumb moving. When I first started thumb picking, it was almost got to the point where I would sit in front of the TV and just keep the thumb going and then add the melody with your fingers.
That was nice.
Windy and warm.
Yes, yeah. Right. I was asking about that earlier, yeah, because it's so familiar. You keep the thumb moving when you're working on your instrument. Mm-hmm. You even work with it even when you're maybe watching some stupid TV. What are some other sort of fundamental things that young players should make a part of their practicing regimen?
Playing songs, learning songs, listening to other music is the most important thing. And how, let's say, for instance, how Chet would play something versus how Tommy would play something. They both play it similar, but they both have their own spin. And I think it's important when you're learning to listen to the original version, listen to somebody else's version, and then listen to somebody else's version. Ear training is important too.
Some students get a lot out of listening. Other students need to actually do something manually. Need to do, like, right. We talked about muscle memory.
Right.
What are some things you could do maybe on that side to develop the muscle memory? You know, left hand exercises. You talked about your right hand and keeping the thumb.
Yeah. The right hand, the left hand exercises. There's certain licks and things that I like to do.
Yeah.
Like,
do some of them. So if you're just starting the instrument,
try that.
There's an example of something you could try.
Try
just
that.
Just do it over and over again, and it'll get easier.
Jerry's Breakdown too. That's a great one.
All right.
Get your left hand going as well as your right hand. So.
Parker Hastings, folks. I'd like to thank our guest, Parker, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. I'm glad you could bring your dad and mom, Greg and Denise, with you. We've had such a great time. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those of you who came tonight to listen here in the studio. The Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and more information about the guests on our program, both tonight's and future guests and past guests. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker, and you've been listening to Red Barn Radio, and we're going to have Mr. Parker Hastings, 15-year-old guitar phenom from Richmond, Kentucky, come out and play one more tune for us. Parker Hastings.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being on the show tonight, and I appreciate you for having me on. Well, I want to finish out with what's considered the national anthem to all the thumb pickers. This one's called Cannonball Rag.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Parker Hastings for being with us tonight. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Campus Computer Repair is a Lexington business with a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.